Supply and demand.
Yeah. But on the other hand, you know, when I first started getting interested in whole wheat bread, it was about 90% white bread on the shelf, and then there was colored bread to make it look like whole wheat, and then maybe there was one brand that was like whole wheat, you know. But now they've got quite a few pretty decent breads, but the whole wheat breads are, even though they're kind of mass-produced, they're still more money. I guess just all that refining process makes stuff cheaper, too. I don't know. I don't know why it would be so much cheaper to make things out of white flour. So anyway, that was the first lesson I learned on that made me interested in improving my diet. Made those just two changes, and it made a tremendous difference in the way I felt. And then, you know, I started doing a little exercising too, and that helped out a little bit. But the main thing that helped me at the time was improving my diet. And then since that time, I found we keep finding new things that we eat that we thought was good, but maybe wasn't so good. For instance, I've been eating sea salt for years and years and years, and then I found out that the sea salt, almost all the sea salt, is refined just as much as regular salt. So I thought, man, all that for nothing. Here all this time, I thought I was doing myself a favor. And then when I discovered this Celtic salt, you know, I immediately made the change. I could see you can actually see the minerals in it, you know. You can, and when you taste it, it also tastes quite a bit better than regular salt. And when you put it in, flavor your food with it, it's really good. Now, another thing I buy for seasoning is Spike. It's got about a couple dozen different herbs and seasonings in it. And I was surprised to find out that Spike contained regular salt. I didn't read the label carefully enough, but it contained regular salt and sea salt. And so what I do now is I buy saltless Spike. I buy it directly from the factory in these big containers that last me about 6 months and before I have to buy it again. And then I mix in with Spike some of this sea salt. And that produces, I figure, the most healthy seasoning that I could have. Spike produces a flavor, something like kind of a barbecue type flavor, a really pleasant flavor. It improves the taste about everything you put it on, but without salt in, it's pretty bland. But with salt, it tastes just, you know, really great. Somebody had a question? Yeah.
I was just going to say, Costco have a big container of it that's like Spike, but there's no salt in it.
They don't have Spike, though. They have another one that's pretty good. And I bought that before. It's a pretty good one. It's not as flavorful as Spike, I don't think. But, yeah, it's one with about a dozen different. Do you remember the brand name on that?
It's a Costco Kirtland brand. It's like, you know.
Yeah, it's. Yeah.
What is Spike?
I missed
something.
Spike is a seasoning. It's the name of it.
Yeah, it's the name of the seasoning. I've been using it since about in the 1970s. I started using it when it very first came out. And when I invite friends over and I season stuff with Spike, they eat it. They said, "Whoa, what is that you're using?" And I've converted a lot of people to using Spike because it's a really great seasoning.
So it's a combination seasoning.
Yeah, it's got about 30 things in, from orange peelings to cayenne to parsley. It's got a whole bunch of herbs in, and it's the best combination of herbs I've ever tried. But when I found out it could be improved with Celtic salt, I buy it, the saltless, and I mix my own now. In my opinion, it's the best possible seasoning you can get, yeah.
If you like Spike and you're adding salt to it, you might like Bragg's Aminos.
Yeah, we use that too. Yeah.
And you don't have to add salt to it because the aminos taste salty.
That's right. Where do you get that at? I remember.
Where do you get it?
Yeah, you can get it at any health food store.
Whole Foods Market.
Bragg's Aminos.
Bragg's Aminos.
I remember that now.
And it comes in a liquid or it comes in this seasoning. And it's a pure, it tastes salty, but it's not salt. It's the basic amino acids we need for our bodies.
Yeah, it tastes like soy sauce, but it's a lot healthier than soy sauce. Yeah. Have you used it?
Made by Modern Products out of Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Modern Products.
Oh, Spike.
Okay. Oh, by the way, James did some surfing on the web on his iPod there.
Mm-hmm. And he's drawing a diagram. This is the size of a typical mineral that enters your body, you know, through water or other sources. This is the size of a red blood cell. But this is the size of minerals after plants break it down, that are colloidal size that I was telling you about. So you can see here's your red blood cell trying to absorb this. Makes it kind of difficult. But here's your red blood cell trying to absorb this, which is 1/7,000th the size of the cell. So it can absorb it much easier. So that's a pretty interesting diagram he came up with.
So when you drink a glass of water and think you're going to absorb the minerals from it, you know, if maybe a couple little flecks break off, your cells might get a little bit, but they won't get very much from it. But they will have to get rid of those big particles and minerals, and you know, your liver and your kidneys have to flush that out of your system.
So a Big Mac would actually be the size of that screen right there.
Yeah, you can buy it most anywhere these days. When I first started buying it, it was really hard to find back in the 70s. Now Fred Meyer has it. Albertsons has. Most grocery stores have it. Any place with a health food section will have Spike. Yeah.
I get it at the regular Albertsons store, but where the seasoning is, it's like either really on the top, or the bottom, because they don't pay to be in the middle.
Really makes chicken taste good. Another thing that kind of changed my life is I read a book called The Mucusless Diet back in about, I think it's about 1975. And boy, I thought, boy, if I go on this mucusless diet, sounds like I should be able to live about forever. And he said the optimum diet was fruit only. And there's several recommendations. You can go fruit only, or you can go fruit and vegetables. I thought, well, if that's the best, I'll go fruit only, you know. And I went fruit only, and boy, the first month was harder than actually fasting. It was harder than actually not eating. But I used all the willpower I had and ate fruit only for about 3 months. And after about 3 months, I was skinny as it was. My normal weight at that time was about 145. My weight started going down, and my mom was worried I was going to kill myself, and my wife was worried I was going to kill myself. And I was determined, though. But after about 3 months, I started getting a bunch of canker sores. And I thought, well, something's wrong. I got to counter this. So I figured, well, I need to balance this off. Maybe I'm getting too much acid or something from all this fruit. So I need to balance it off with the vegetables. So I balanced it off with the vegetables, and the canker sores went away. So what I did, I went on what was called the diet of oxygen, and I posted that on the web. It was written by this religious guy who tried to find the optimum diet by studying the Bible. And his conclusion was that after the flood, everybody started living a lot lower lifespan. The lifespan went down and down and down until it went to 120 years, and then, you know, 70 some years, and so on. And he said, his belief, he says the first account of anybody getting drunk in the Bible was Noah after the flood. It talks about how he got drunk. And he says, how come Noah all of a sudden was the first man in the Bible to get drunk right after the flood? And his theory was that there was no fermentation before the flood. And his theory was, he quotes from the book of Genesis, it talks about waters above the firmament. In other words, there was waters above the atmosphere. And his theory was that the earth was surrounded by rings like Saturn, and these rings were composed of ice or water, and then the sun, it had a greenhouse effect. The sun's rays went through these rings and produced like a Garden of Eden for the whole earth. That was his theory. His theory was that we didn't really have oceans before then, that we lived where the oceans are now, and we lived under much greater atmospheric pressure. And under much greater atmospheric pressure, there is no fermentation. You couldn't even make wine. So his theory was that after all these waters fell from outer space onto the earth, we wound up, instead of living in the valleys where everything was very fertile, we had to live on the mountains because all the valleys were full of this water that came from space. This was his theory, which I found quite fascinating. And so Noah, you know, made this grape juice, and it fermented, and he didn't know anything about fermentation, so he just got stone drunk one day drinking too much of this. He didn't even know what drunk was, you know. But he was, the Bible makes note that shortly after the flood, he got drunk. So that was his theory on this. So his idea was to put as much oxygen as possible, and he says you get a lot of oxygen from anything that's green. Anything that's green will oxygenate your body. And so his idea was to eat fruits and vegetables, but eat your main meal at lunchtime, and then a second meal at dinner time, and then don't eat anything till lunchtime again. You go through about 18 hours fasting. So I switched over to this, the diet of oxygen. But it was all raw foods. That made the canker sores go away. And I had a pretty good sense of well-being on it. And after about a year on it, I was feeling pretty good. Except my normal weight was down to about 130 pounds. And everybody felt like I was just fading away or had AIDS of the day or something, you know. Except they didn't have AIDS back then. People thought I was going to kill myself on this diet because I was, you know, already thin enough. But my wife kept bugging me to eat her food. She was just really irritated at me, and after, you know, month after month and day after day of her pestering me, I said, okay, I'll eat one regular meal a week. And that just blew the whole thing. You know, I wound up, you know, it was almost impossible to switch over to one regular meal a week. That's the type of diet you either have to go on or not go on it. And so anyway, I went on it, but I'm glad I did go on it because I think if nothing else, it really cleaned my system out and helped my health out in the long run.